This morning's teaching title is, Are You Sure About the Virgin Birth? Are you sure about the virgin birth? About 10-some years ago, the late Robert Shuler, I'm sure you guys know him, famous televangelist at the Our Power Show and the pastor of a Crystal Cathedral, said in an interview, I'm quoting, I could not in print or in public deny or affirm the virgin birth of Christ. You follow me so far? He cannot affirm or he cannot deny. Because, here's the reason. When I have something I cannot comprehend, I just don't deal with it. Isn't that scary comment? Much to Shuler's disbelief, that is when small, simple faith in Jesus Christ steps in. He might have a big congregation, many thousands of people in his congregation, and he might have a multi-million dollar budget he used to have. He obviously had a very little faith in God. What Shuler said about the virgin birth is kind of optional and somewhat neat fairy tale, since he could not believe it. That it was the path to the mankind, path for the mankind's salvation. Shuler or unbeliever may not believe the virgin birth, but get this, guys, Satan knows exactly. It is true. You know, a lot of people think that, well, virgin birth is not that important. It is important. Deity of Jesus Christ is the hinge on that. Satan's main attack, as I said many times, hinged on the one thing, the deity, denying the deity of Jesus Christ. Once he does that, the rest of the Christianity goes down the drain. So if he can discredit the virgin birth, and deity of Jesus Christ goes out the window from the beginning. I'm going to explain to you Satan's three-pronged assault, and show you why virgin birth is extremely important in Christianity. Let's stop and pray. Father, this time of the year, many people are busy with a lot of things. Getting the right gift, going to the right party, mingling with the right people. More than anything, Father, we want to serve the right God. We acknowledge that you are our one true God. Not some fake make-believe gods. Father, we are asking you to speak to us and give us a clear understanding about the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Important foundational theology that we must understand well. Father, speak to us. Anoint our heart that we may understand your word and anoint the one who speaks and forgive his sins. Father, we lift up President Trump. Father, he may do what is right in your sight. And Father, we are lifting up the rest of politicians. They may do what is right in your sight, not what they want. Father, we pray for our troops, who are especially the one in the harm's way. We are asking you to protect them. We also lift up the law enforcement personnel and the firefighters. Three police officers got killed in North Carolina within a 10-day period, and then the fourth one got shot. Father, dispatch the holy warrior angels and surround these police officers and firefighters. Father, we ask you to protect them as they protect us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Speaking of firefighter rescue personnel, two EMT personnel was trying to save this guy on the street. Did you hear about that? And bystander just started to shoot at him, injured both of them. And one of the EMT guy had a gun, so he shot him back and killed the guy. I thought, way to go. Now the EMT had to carry guns. This is something I learned in Los Angeles. The EMT had to wear body armor to go to the south side. I thought, this is getting really bad. Let's go to John chapter 6, verse 41, please. John chapter 6, verse 41. Verse 41 says, then the Jews then complained about him, that is Jesus, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then he says, I have come down from heaven? Stop there, please. The Jewish religious rulers thought that they knew everything about Jesus of Nazareth, who he was and where he came from. Just like the modern day Bible critics says, who insist that Jesus is an illegitimate child of a Roman soldiers who was stationed in the Nazareth. Nazareth is one of the Roman garrison city. There were a lot of Roman soldiers staying there. And because they are away from home and they do silly things. Was Jesus oldest son of Joseph from Nazareth? Yes, absolutely. Legally only, but not naturally. Because he was born of a virgin, his wife, Joseph's wife, Mary. They thought that, the Jewish religious leader thought that he was from Nazareth, but in reality he was born in Bethlehem. Then somebody would ask, why would you call him Jesus of Nazareth? Because his father is from Nazareth. That's a common way to call somebody, where are you from? Going with the father's birthplace. Then they will answer, I'm from such and such a place. If they did a little bit of a fact check, they wouldn't have known that the true identity of Jesus, the Messiah. I found one unbeliever's explanation about the virgin birth. This one is from the 8th century. I'm going to read it to you. I want you to listen carefully, please. An extremist, the anti-Christian cult, popularized the teaching that after Mary married, tried to say that several times, Mary married Joseph. She unwittingly conceived a child by a neighbor who came in dark of the night and had sex with her. This is a Jerry Springer show. She assumed that the man was Joseph, and because she never saw his face in the dark, she never knew the difference. According to the legend, Joseph knew he was not the father, so he left Mary after she delivered a son. Okay, guys, if you believe that, I have an oceanfront property to sell to you in Sarita and Green Valley area. You can see the Atlantic Ocean from there. Girl, people believe this garbage? Another assault is from the assault from the pretenders. The first one is unbelievers. You know, assault from the unbelievers is predictable and understandable. I often say this, you may heard me saying this, sinner sins a dog box. Unbelievers will do unbelievable thing. But those who claim to be the believers and they go against the word of God, that's another thing. Usually, assault from those who pretend to be believers of Jesus Christ, they are cynical and they are practically the worst kind. Here's an example of that. A guy named Hugh Schofield, he's a British, supposed to be the British biblical scholar. But he is not. He's not a biblical scholar. He's a Bible critic. He wrote the book called The Passover Plot. It was a popular book around the 1960s. And he said Jesus was a natural son of Joseph and Mary. And Schofield believed that Jesus concocted the whole Christianity, and he thought that he was the Messiah and purposely tried to fulfill the prophecies, messianic prophecies. He wrote in his book, The Passover Plot, I'm quoting, there was nothing peculiar about the birth of Jesus. He was not God incarnated, and no virgin mother bore him. Church, in its ancient zeal, fathered a myth and became bound to it as a dogma. Schofield died in January in 1988. Now, He doesn't say this kind of thing in hell, because he knows better. Some people think that the virgin birth does not make any difference if it's really happened or not. Obviously, those people don't understand anything about the importance of the virgin birth in Christianity. I will explain that a little bit later. Third group of assaulters are they're from another religion. There are many religions that claim the similar story like a virgin birth around the world. Let me give you three things. Semiramis, the wife of a great hunter Nimrod. Have you ever heard of Nimrod? He's the great hunter from... No, don't think that Nimrod, that idiot. That's not the same thing. This hunter was a great hunter mentioned in the book of Genesis. She gave birth to Tammuz, T-A-M-M-U-Z, who was supposedly conceived by a sunbeam. Maybe she had too much suntan. And then here's another one. Dionysus, probably I'm butchering his name, is a Greek name. He's supposedly a god of wine from the Greek mythology. They're born out of between human mother, Semele, and his father is a Greek god, Zeus. And here's another one. According to legend, Buddha was miraculously conceived when an elephant entered her mother's belly. 9 months later, here comes a Buddha. Buddha's mama must be a rather large woman to have an elephant come on her. Then we have a religion that is used in many of our terms. Roman Catholic. How many of you guys are former Catholics? Raise your hand. I'm going to explain some of this and you're going to understand whether I'm speaking the truth or not. We must visit the 5 points that declared by the Roman Catholic, even though they are contradicting the scripture. First one is Mary as a mediatrix. I don't pronounce probably correctly because I don't use that word that often. Something I found. Mediatrix, this belief asserted that Mary mediated the salvation Christ won for us on the cross, and that one of the God's grace comes to us except through Mary. They believe that Christ's incarnation and the redemption of humanity depends on Mary's agreement with God's plan. In other words, without Mary's agreement to bear Jesus, we wouldn't have no Jesus, no salvation, no grace. That means it's a wrong doctrine. Would you go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, please? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Are you guys hot? Okay, it's my hot flesh. Verse 5 says, "For there is one God and two mediators, Mary and Jesus." Does your Bible say so? What does your Bible say? One God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Not two. Second point I'd like to bring it to you is an immaculate conception. This is kind of confusing. It's not the same as the virgin birth of Christianity. Many people think that Immaculate Conception is about the conception of Jesus Christ. Not at all. The official statement of the doctrine reads, I'm going to quote it from what the Catholic says, "The Blessed Virgin Mary to have been from the first instant of her conception by the singular grace and privilege of Almighty God in the view of a merit of the Christ Jesus, the Savior of mankind, preserved free from all stain of original sin." In other words, the Virgin Mary herself was a sinless like Jesus Christ. It's an invention of a medieval church. It was not even accepted by the official doctrine of the Roman Catholic until the Pope Pius IX declared it so in 1854. Catholic people believe that Mary was conceived in a normal way, like any other baby. But God made her immune from any inherited sin and any sin she might commit. It means that she was sinless. And this makes her be the second Eve to give birth to the second Adam, that is Jesus Christ. According to their theology, she was a pure and holy ark to carry the Son of God. Problem is, this is a heresy and goes directly against the Word of God. And some of you are wondering, well, show it to me. Where is in the Bible? I'm glad you're thinking that. So go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, please. Romans 3, 23. Right after the book of Acts in the New Testament. You there yet? Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Follow me, please. For all except Mary have sinned. Does it say that? What does it say there? Just all. Period, right? Everyone have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. When the Bible says the word, use the word all, it means every single human being from Adam all the way down without an exception. That means, guess what? That means sin, Mary was a sinner just like you and me. I used that phrase one time in the teaching and then we exerted that portion in the radio spot we used to have at the beginning of our church. It was broadcast on KNS, the talk show radio, on the Michael Savage's program. Around 5 o'clock, it was a really good time because everybody turned their radio on while they commute. Nowadays, the people text while they're driving. Don't do that. Anyway, I got a couple of nasty phone calls from the Catholic guys. And one of them told me that you should apologize to the Virgin Mary. When I heard that, I thought, there's a Greek word for that. Hogwash. I ain't going to apologize to them. Listen, Satan would do anything to put doubt in our heart against the Word of God. His way of doing this is putting doubts in the people's mind regarding some small yet important foundational fact of the Christian theologies. He doesn't go after the big things from the beginning, but seemingly small ones. You compromise in the small thing, guess what? You will compromise the next bigger one, and bigger one, and bigger one. This is the reason for us to believe the inerrancy of Scripture is so vital. Guys, remember at the beginning, we raised our Bible, the Word of God, the absolute truth and final authority. If there is one single tiny error, can it be absolute truth? Come on, there are hundreds of thousands of pages and verses. What's the big deal about just one single verse is wrong? Can you not negotiate? Can you not compromise just a little bit? No, it cannot be. Inerrancy, Word of God means inerrancy. There's not a single wrong. Single fault. Just because we don't understand the truth of the Bible, it doesn't mean that it is not true. Are you with me on that? We just don't understand. You know, when I was a baby Christian, I used to hear that somebody's teaching and I thought, I don't get it, Lord. And I just put it away. And wouldn't you know, next preacher is teaching about that thing. It's like, wow, you heard of it. You heard that, my prayer request. Folks, if you don't understand the portion of the Bible, ask him or ask other people, those who know the Bible. They will explain to you. I look at it this way. If I don't understand, then there are many portions in the Bible that I don't understand for two reasons. It's not for me to understand that portion because it's above my understanding. And or there is something that I'm not supposed to understand. In the book of Psalms, it says, there are some things that are too lofty for me to understand. You know what I do? I just put them away. And think that maybe it's above my pay grade. I don't question God in that way. I don't challenge him for that thing. Third point is perpetual virginity. This is the belief that Mary remained in a virgin throughout all of her life. They claim that, Catholic claim that, that she has taken a vow of a lifelong celibacy and would never know men. Another wrong doctrine, because according to the Bible, Jesus had half brothers and sisters. Would you go to Mark chapter 6, please? Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Some of you attended other churches and they have all these Bible verses on the screen. And we just give you address. Why do I do that? I want you to know the Bible. Okay? I want you to know your Bible. I want you to check with me. How do you know I'm speaking the truth or not? How do you know I'm quoting the right verse or not? Verse 3 of chapter 6 says, "Is this not a carpenter, the son of Mary?" And says, "And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. And are not his sister here with us?" And they were offended at him. In other words, Jesus had brothers and sisters, According to the Bible, that's what it says. Fourth point that I want to bring it to you is the assumption theology. This is the belief that Mary had taken bodily from earth to heaven, so she would not have to endure the decay in the grave. However, the belief depends on the traditional story, not biblical basis for this assumption doctrine, none whatsoever. Fifth point. In my opinion, this is the biggest one. Mary as a co-redeemer with Jesus Christ. This is not all Catholic, but a lot of times you may see in some down in Mexico area. The good portion of Catholic, those people make a statue of Jesus Christ on crucifix. And the other side, Mary also crucified. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make Mary as co-redeemer with Jesus Christ. Is she? She's not. There's absolutely no biblical basis for this. I'm not saying all Roman Catholic doctrines and believers are wrong. There are many born-again believers, really, born-again believers in Roman Catholic realm. In Catholicism, they know better not to challenge the deity of Jesus Christ. But some of the Protestant denomination, they think that Jesus was just a good guy. Tell me. If this makes sense, if the person is a good person, but he claimed to be God, if you believe that that person Jesus is not God, then he just lied. Am I making sense? That means he's a liar. How can he be good when he's a liar? They cannot make up their mind. Catholic idea of worshiping Virgin Mary or praying to her deify Mary to the same level as Jesus. This is idolatry and wrong, very wrong. Some Protestant denominations have tend to go to the opposite example and practically ignore her, and that's wrong too. Let me put it in this way. Here's a ball. My wife got this from where? Dollar General? Where did you get it? She doesn't know. It was not fancy ball, okay? It's just a normal ball until you put the 31 flavor ice cream in it. Then it is a special ball because that content is a special. Are you with me? Mary was not a special person. She was a godly woman, yet stops there. The baby she was pregnant with is a special. It's not just any baby. It's the Son of God. Are you with me? If I don't leave it there, I will forget and end up looking for the ball later. There are many godly women in Israel whom I'm sure during that time. But God chose her to be the mother of Jesus, to bring him to the world, to nurture him and to raise him. Her job stopped there. Let me put it this way. Virgin Mary should be neither exalted nor discounted. but held in respect as a model of devotion, obedience, and faith. Was she perfect? Heavens no. During the time of Jesus on earth, she doubted just like anybody else. With her other sons and sisters, they tried to take him home. They thought he was a local. So they tried to take him home. Here's the essential truth of the virgin birth. You may wonder why I put so much emphasis on the virgin birth. You can understand the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Come on, that's a big thing, right? What about the rapture? Oh yeah, that's a good one. Tribulation, that's important too. What about the second coming of Jesus Christ? That's even more important. But the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, is it important? Yes. Childbirth, that is not, like I said, any childbirth, it's the birth of Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world, the second person in Trinity, and the Son of God. Let me put it this way. Listen carefully, please. The virgin birth is the underlying starting point for everything the Bible mentioned about Jesus. If you throw out the virgin birth, you have to throw out the deity of Jesus Christ. Because if Jesus was an offspring between Joseph and Mary, Jesus was a sinful human being from his conception, and he could not be our Redeemer. Make sense? If the Holy Spirit did not use Mary's womb and he brought Jesus into human race, he could not be our atoning sacrifice because he couldn't die for our sins. He could not understand our sins. But if the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, not in sexual way like the Mormons would insist, and have had her to be pregnant with Jesus, being 100% God and 100% human, then Jesus is our Savior, He's a Redeemer, and the Lord. Amen? If a person does not believe that Jesus is God, the person is denying the very essential truth of Christianity. Everything else the Bible teaches about our Lord Jesus is hanging on balance on the truth we celebrate at Christmas. Jesus is God in human flesh. Listen, guys. Christmas is not about gift giving or gift receiving, nor is it about decorating the trees. Or it's not about the enchanting lights outside of your home. I'm a Bah Humbug guy. My idea of decorating house is putting the one strand of the light. That's as far as I could do. And certainly it's not about the family get together or eating so much that you break the scale next morning. And it's not about having a day off. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If the virgin birth is just another trumped up, phony, feel-good fairy tale, then so is the rest of what the Bible tells us about. It is not an optional truth. Any person who rejects the virgin birth of Jesus rejects Christ's deity and also rejects Christ the Savior. Am I making sense? Please don't think that I'm overemphasizing this virgin birth. You may think so, but Satan doesn't. Think about it. One of the things that liberal media, atheists, and ACLU, American Civil Liberty Union lawyers, attack is a public display of the nativity scene, isn't it? Why do they go after just simple nativity scene? They're trying to remove the concept of Jesus' birth, virgin birth, from the people's mind. Out of sight, out of mind. Showing the nativity scene is a reminder for them there's a Savior in the world. If you tailor-make your Christianity without the essential truth of the virgin birth, you are making entirely different truth. If you remember Galatians chapter 1, Apostle Paul speaks, if anyone come to you, speak and teach you any other gospel than that we taught, do you know what it says? Let him be accursed. In other words, it's let him be cursed to hell. It's that important, folks. I don't care what people says. Jesus is the reason for the season. Since we celebrate Christmas, not holidays, don't say happy holidays. Say Merry Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
Let's stand up and pray.